Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Currently 10 minutes past 10, and our guest today again in the studio is Dr. Sammy Makul. He is the director of the HealthQuest office in Bad Axe, and he is here with us again talking about trying to keep your back in proper working order. And why don't you just give us a little, what is chiropractic? If that's, maybe I'm not even saying the word, maybe that isn't the way you conjugate it right. but what is chiropractic?
Greg, thank you for inviting me again for this show, and I'm really honored to be here today. Chiropractic is a branch of the healing art that deals with the spine and the nervous system. It's a relationship between the nervous system and the spine. The nervous system is made up of the brain and the spinal cord and the spinal nerves, which goes to every part, every tissue, every cell of your body. It's that relationship of the brain and the nervous system. When there is a pressure on the nerve, that means that we're having a reduction of impulses from the brain into the spinal cord, into that tissue. That's when we start having symptoms of pain, symptoms of disease. And as a chiropractor, what we do, we allow the body to heal itself by removing the interference, by removing the subluxation, by correcting it, allowing the natural ability of the brain, the impulses, to go through into the tissues and having the body to heal itself in a natural manner.
And this basically is a system that goes throughout your body that lets your brain know how everything is functioning so that if there is a problem, you can get it corrected.
Correct.
Or so the situation you're in, get that corrected. If you touch something that's too hot or you get your hand in a fire, you immediately know to pull it out. Your brain is using that impulse to make your life better, to protect you.
Well, the brain is the controller and coordinator of all things in your body. The brain is the master. It's a motor that makes the body moves. It's a motor that produces energy. It's a motor that produces impulses. And these impulses are the ones that makes you alive, brings heat, and makes everything move. It has motor function and sensory function. And this sensory is when you feel pain. The motor is when you start moving things.
Okay. And some are involuntary and some are voluntary.
Correct.
The motor actions are voluntary, but the pain, the signal that says, you know, get your hand out of the fire, that's almost involuntary. It's telling the motor thing to get you out of there because the brain instinctively knows that's not good.
That's the ability of the brain. The brain is a master controller and coordinator of the body, correct.
And some of this is instinctual, and some of this we learn as we grow up,
yes.
What's dangerous and what's not. But there's instinctual stuff that's just kind of like bred into us.
That's part of our survival, yes.
And you basically deal a lot with the back, but you also deal with joints throughout the body when nerves are involved.
The chiropractor usually deals 95% of the spine, which controls the spinal cord and the spinal nerves. And there's also other joints in the body, the shoulder, the elbows, the wrist, the knees, the ankles. These are other joints. 5% of the other joints are connected to the 95%. So 95% in the back and 5% in the joints.
But that spinal column carries just about every nerve in your body to begin with, so
almost.
That's why you've got the 95% right there.
Almost, yes, sir.
Okay. This time of year, we have a lot of people doing a lot of, things they don't normally do. They're out in the woods right now hunting and stuff, and they're looking to find the biggest darn deer they can find. And that means they're going to have to move it. And is this where you sometimes get some problems? People are forgetting all the safety rules they may have learned at the shop?
Well, this time of the year, most people, the hunters are going in. And when they shoot a deer, They are very excited. They want to go in and they want to pick it up. And because of the excitement, they really lose the ability how to carry the deer, how to move it. So if the deer is too far away from you, please bring it closer to your body, and then have somebody help you move it and put it back in your truck if you can. This is very, very important. I do have lots of the hunters come in with serious injury on their back because they were really excited about going in and moving the deer, which weighs about 100, 150 pounds. And that 150 pounds, if you use it incorrectly, you multiply it by almost, as I showed you the model, it's 275 pounds. So it goes almost 30 or 40,000 pounds of pressure on your back. Or you could bring it back closer to your body, and the 150 becomes almost like 1,500 pounds or close to 2,000 pounds versus when you keep the deer away from you and swing it back. And that puts unbelievable amount of pressure on the lumbar spine, especially in the lower part of your back. And usually it's L3, L4, L5. These bones, when they move, they go into the facets. It affects the facets. It affects the disc. The disc might bulge from the inside, and it goes into the nerve itself, and then you start having severe, severe pain. The impulses from the projection from the disc into the nerve makes the pain into the body, and then there is the motor function as well, whereby you start having either sciatic pain or lower back pain or lumbago or hip pain for that matter. It all comes from the act of swinging and carrying, bending, lifting, and moving.
Okay. Is this something the person's going to know right away, or is this something that with the adrenaline that's pumping maybe after you just shot a deer and maybe some of the chemical painkillers they've been imbibing in have numbed the senses a little bit too? Is this something they're going to really know right away, or is this something that they may find it, this isn't feeling any better and it's actually getting worse?
Well, they, Greg, they might feel it right away. They might, if somebody have moved the deer the incorrect way, and he will feel it, and he knows that he injured himself. He feels pain. He knows there is something wrong, and he feels it. He knows there is something in his back that's not right. And some of them might be taking some medication, and that might be numbing the pain. But when the medication is gone and it's over, then he's going to start feeling lots and lots of pain. And if it's not being corrected properly, that will become more into a neuropathy, and you start having severe low back pain and then severe sciatic pain or sciatic neuritis into the back.
Do you know right away this is something you're going to need professional help with? I mean, everybody I know has woken up at least one time in their life, and, oh, man, I pinched a nerve or whatever, and right. You take an aspirin or a painkiller for your back, and it works itself out. But is this something you're really going to know?
Well, it needs education. When you wake up in the morning and you feel that your back is kinked and you're having some issues with your back, and you go into the cabinet and you start putting medication into your mouth, and what you're doing right now is really you're covering the symptoms. So you might help it by or relieve it for a day or two or half a day, and then you wake up the next day or the third day and you start having more problems. And it becomes worse and worse over a period of time. And then it starts to have, neuropathy type. And that's when people, either end up on the table of the surgeon or, they go to the chiropractor in the beginning. And when we do adjust it, correct it, put it back together, take care of the subluxation, take care of the disc, then they could wake up for the rest of their lives, in a happier, better mood than having to take medication.
That hides the problem, the symptom. It doesn't correct the underlying problem.
The medication does only cover the symptoms, okay? And it does not really correct the cause of the problem. Only a chiropractic adjustment does correct the chiropractic subluxation.
And is this something that if you're hiding the symptom, you can make even worse because you're not paying attention to it? Your body's not sending you that signal that, hey, something's wrong, don't do this anymore, and you keep doing stuff that keeps injuring it. Right.
Pain is a symptom that tells you there is something wrong. If you cover the pain, means you're covering the signal. And when you're covering the signal, you're really, you know, denying yourself to see what's causing you the problem. And that's why in our country, lots of people take so much medication, and we are ranked number 34 in the World Health Organization, mostly because we are not depending too much into the pain pills and pain medication. I talk to lots of the other doctors, you know, and people come to them and say, well, you know, I'm having back pain, but I really need some medication to cover my pain, and I feel like, you know, this type of medication, this or that, you know, helps me. And the doctors, most of the time, they're put in a bind, and they say, okay, this works for you. But this is how people are getting used to taking medication, abusing the medication, and abusing the system itself by taking medication. Medication is fine in a way if you really, really need it, but to cover up the symptoms and to cover up your pain and just to feel high on the medication, I think it's an abuse and it's bad, and it should be dealt, you know, seriously. Right now, the government is asking us as chiropractors and most of the doctors by 2012 to see lots of the patients are taking almost an average of 12 to 13 different pills a day, you know, for medication. And most of them are having reaction from the medication they're taking. And they go to the shop around from one doctor to another, I need this medication or that. And then the one doctor doesn't know that he's giving this medication. The other doctor doesn't know he's giving another medication. And these two medications together are affecting the body, affecting the person's health, and causing more problems. And just from the reaction medication. Chiropractors, we do it in a natural way. You know, we allow, like you said, the brain and the nervous system to take over. It's the brain and the nervous system has the ability to heal. The body has an innate intelligence. That innate intelligence comes from the nervous system, which has been given to us over thousands and thousands of years. It's built us, like I said, it's instinctive. And this ability, if it is freed, allows the body to heal, allows it to go into the tissues, allows it to go into the cells, allows it to go into the organs, it can go into your heart, your lungs, your liver, your pancreas. It makes everything work through this ability of that innate intelligence that comes from the brain and the nervous system.
So a doctor might prescribe it to help you get through it until the therapy really works and corrects the problem. And that's beyond that, then it's a chronic situation. And you're stuck with the medicines because you're not fixing the problem.
Correct. If people are taking medications just to correct the problem, it's not going to correct it. Only covers it up. Okay. Only your body has a healing ability. The inner healing. It comes from the inside, from the brain, and from the spinal cord.
We were talking about hunters and grabbing the deer, but the hunters do other things. They climb trees now.
Correct.
Because they have elevated
stands.
Deer stands. The climbing motion itself is not something your body might be used to. You know, your muscles tend to get a pattern as to what you normally do in a day, and they might not be fit to do these other things and can cause you problems. And then there's always that one or two we find every year in the news that fall, and that can cause injury too.
Yeah. Well, my advice for the hunters right now, even though you are in the woods and you feel like it's in a primitive situation, is just to follow the basic safety rule, especially if they are with their families, with their kids, and so forth. And it's very important that they keep their eyes on their kids at all times, so the injuries don't happen, accidents don't happen. As far as climbing back up and down and using different muscles, you know, just you have to be really careful with that as well. Just keep safety of utmost importance when you do the hunting. Okay, when you're going up, when you holding the rifle, when you're shooting, safety has to be of paramount you know, paramount importance, so that you have a really good experience in the hunt.
And the kids learn from their parents. They will see what you're doing and will follow it much more than if you just tell them and you don't follow it.
Yeah, you know, it has to be hands-on, and usually the kids has to be with their parents at all times. You know, they should be with them immediately, not far away, not, you know, they shouldn't be going two different sides to shoot one deer. They should be together at all times. You know, that's really important, that if you're taking your kid with you, you just keep your kid next to you at all times.
We talk about, you know, the back problems and that, and normally I think people think of adults and such. Do kids get the same type of problem?
Yes,
is this something that, you know, if they lift the deer wrong, they could be starting themselves on the road to chronic problems if they don't take care of it right away?
Yeah. Greg, I adjusted kids, you know, when my kids, when they were born, I adjusted them right then and there, you know, when they were born. You know, there was a condition in the past called SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, whereby when they're pulling the baby, they put so much pressure on the atlas bone right in here. The atlas rotates around the axis where the spinal cord is going. So when they're pulling the baby, they were putting the forceps and they're putting so much pressure down on the transverse process of the atlas, and the atlas will shift, you know, more than like 5 or 6 millimeters. That goes directly into the spinal cord, and many kids, you know, they would pass away and die because there is pressure on the spinal cord. So yes, infants, kids, teenagers, adults, seniors, every single human person that has a spine, that has a spinal cord, that has a brain, you know, is a patient, is, you know, under chiropractic care, should be under chiropractic care, so that it allows the body, the innate intelligence, to go through from the brain to the spinal cord to the rest of the body. Yeah, kids get subluxated, adults get subluxated, seniors get subluxated. When it gets older, it becomes more arthritis into the spine, and when it gets younger, there is lots of flexibility. So what we do, we are very gentle. When you touch a baby, we are very gentle. When it is a senior that has osteoporosis, you know, then we really are very gentle into the adjustments, into how we, the mechanics of the adjustment. When patients are into an accident and their car flips and their neck is going forward and backward, forward and backward again, you know, we are very gentle into correcting the integrity of the cervical spine, putting it back together. Correct the integrity of the lumbar spine. We strive to go into the normal anatomical position of the spine, allowing. Archimedes, the father of medicine, said, look into the spine for the cause of disease. That was 3,000 years ago. Okay, look into the spine for the cause of disease. What he meant with it? The spine housing the nervous system, and the nervous system is the one that carries these impulses of healing. When you shut it off, when you subluxate it, when you interfere with it, then you really start having symptoms and you start having disease. Chiropractors go in, correct the subluxations, allow the body to heal itself in a natural manner.
It must be difficult, though, if you're dealing with a patient who's so young that, you know, they can't give you the feedback that, you know, an adult can do. Say, you know, this is where it's the problem is. You kind of got to go by, you know, what you can observe, as opposed to being actual, having somebody who can describe it to you.
Actually, kids can tell us where it is, and we do our own examinations on the patient. We could tell which side is higher, which side is lower. Which leg is longer or shorter depends on the hip movement, and which part of the body has shifted more to one side or another. We could tell through our examination, through postural exam, through chiropractic exam, orthopedic, neurological exam. We could do all these impulses or the exams on the kids.
You use the word posture, and I know in school they kept trying to drive that into us, you know. Sit up straight. Is that...
Correct.
Really something
correct.
You
yeah.
should tell
yeah.
kids
right.
to do.
Right. The most important is to really stand up straight, you know, and here, if I may, you know, if you sit down, the body in the normal anatomical position is a curve. It follows the uterus, okay? So it's like this curve. when the baby is 3 months old, starts forming a C curve down here in the neck area after 3 months. After 8 months, forms another C curve down in the lumbar. So this is the normal anatomical position of the body. Now, when people sit down and they slouch and they're lazy boys and so forth, what they do, they straighten that curve back out. When they do straighten it, they put so much pressure down on the disc and so much pressure down on the nerves. That's when you start having, when they're waking up, getting off the chair, oh, my back is aching me. And that's when they start having sciatic pain because they lost the normal integrity of the lumbar curve. So it's flat. The same thing happens in an accident or, you know, car accident or sitting down in a computer. The neck, instead of being a curve, it goes forward. And this is called forward head posture. So the weight of the head, which is about 10 pounds, when it goes forward, it puts like almost 30 or 40 pounds of pressure down here on the C5, C6, C7. And then people, when they wake up, say, oh, I'm having issues in the middle of my shoulders, between my shoulders. I'm having pain going down into my elbows and down into my fingers. It's because the neck lost its integrity, you know, and it moved forward. There's lots of pressure on the disc, pressure on the nerve. That causes the impulses to be reduced. That causes numbness in the hands.
You mentioned, you know, people looking down when they're doing computing and stuff causing a problem. Is that one of the things that happens with computer? I hear carpal tunnel is the type of a nerve problem too, and that's usually associated with repetitive actions like being at the computer.
Correct. Repetitive action, being on a computer or working on a line and many other things that are repetitive. So when you're sitting down, instead of having your body, the monitor further down, the monitor should be straight in front of your eyes, about 20 inches away, and the top one-third of the monitor should be perpendicular to your eye. So 23 inches far away from your body, and then the top one-third should be perpendicular line coming into your eyes. This way, you look straight. You don't have to bend forward to look at the computer. You don't have to slouch, you know, looking at the computer either.
What we commonly call ergonomics in getting your workspace set.
Right.
And the same, I guess, would then go for the keyboard. If you got to slouch down to reach the keys, you're defeating the whole purpose.
Right. So there's ways about keeping your body straight and sitting up straight. Don't slouch. And having the monitor in front of you and having the keys, the keyboard, in a normal ways whereby you are not putting pressure on the wrist and the carpal tunnel right there. And able to move your hand in a free manner.
How do you know you're doing it right when you're setting this up? I mean, you can check the monitor to be at the right level, but the keyboard, you know, usually you're pretty much at the mercy of your desk as to where it's going to be.
I teach my patients how to do that with their computer, with their desk station. There are lots of, you know, almost every house now has a computer, and we show them how to really sit down and how to use a computer. We show them by pictures, we show them by my video, we tell them exactly what to do when they come to our office. You know, education is very important. You know, patient does not know all these things I'm talking about right now. But when they come to us, we take the time to really educate them into the proper ergonomics, the proper posture, how to sit down, how to sit down in a car, how to drive, you know, how to, you know, put the seats in a proper position. Also, you know, not to slouch or not to go forward around your hips so that you don't put too much pressure down on the lumbar spine as well as the cervical spine.
Because you mentioned cars, and a lot of them now have adjustments six ways to Sunday, lumbar support and all this other, and nobody, I think, really even knows how to properly do this to, you know, you kind of go, oh, this feels comfortable for now, and then after a while it doesn't feel comfortable, and you change it again, and it doesn't seem like, you know, there's a fixed way that people seem to know to go with this.
There is a proper way of doing it, and the proper way is when you sit down, you have to really, the bending of the seat should not be, when you're bending your knees, it should not be in a high position. It should be almost straight line. So, you know, the straight line should be coming from the hip all the way down into your knees and down. Let me retract a little bit backward. Sitting by itself for us humans is bad. Okay.
We weren't built for that,
we're
really.
We're not built for sitting down. The worst time for your back is when you sit down. So you have to make your situation when you sit in the car or in a chair, you know, the easiest or the least painful way that could affect it. The normal way of sitting, we did a study on an Indian tribe, and very poor. They don't have civilizations. They don't have much to. But when we watched them, instead of sitting down, they were squatting down. Like this. They would do this, you know, and a squatting position. This is the most natural way for the body to be in. It's in a squatting position. When they slept on the floor, down on the floor. Now we have a civilization. We have chairs. We have beds. We have things. And those people, when we studied them, they didn't have back pain because they used the natural ability of the body. They squatted down. The plumb line from the ear to the shoulder to the hip was straight. Now when we sit down, we try to use all type of technology to deal with this problem. But there is ways to make it less painful and less harmful to our back. And we do teach that in our office.
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Predict a happy retirement and big tax savings when you make Farm Bureau Insurance part of your retirement plan. Look at the benefits of IRAs, a lifetime retirement income, tax-deferred growth, competitive interest rates, guaranteed minimum rates, and guaranteed safety of your funds. And you'll have the protection of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company of Michigan, rated one of the 50 most outstanding life insurers in America. So make that call to your Farm Bureau insurance agent today. It's not who you call after retirement. It's who you call before that makes the difference. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Deb Croswick in Unionville, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer or Deb McBride in Elkton, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley.
We are back, and we are with Dr. Sammy Makul. He is the director of HealthQuest in Bad Axe, and we're talking a little about how to keep your back in its proper alignment and keep you from having problems. We have a time of year coming up where I would think you probably get more than your share of problems. The winter season's coming up. People shoveling snow. I don't know how many times people come back and say, oh, my back, because they're lifting improperly, I assume. People fall on ice. All kinds of things can happen. They're trying to push cars out of the snow and all this stuff. I imagine this is just doing a real number on people's backs.
Well, this time of year, yes, Greg. When people are, when the weather, the elements, and the snow hits the area, lots of my patients come in. They having back pains because of improper shoveling of the snow. Lots of them, other doctors recommend that be really careful, because lots of them do have heart attacks, you know, when they're shoveling snow. It's you're exerting too much pressure all at one time. So when you're moving snow, you have to do it carefully. You have to do it properly. You have to take your time. You don't have to rush against time. It has to be done in a proper fashion. You have to use your legs when you're doing that. You have to use your arms properly. And you don't have to bend and twist and lift at the same time. This is really important into the act of shoveling snow or moving snow. You have always to be careful, you know, when there is black ice and so forth, and not to, you know, just be careful when you're driving and be careful when you're walking. You have to be alert at all times right now when we have the elements of snow. Greg, one thing you asked me about, and I want to talk about is really sports injuries. The last couple of years, we've been selected by the Lions to be the official chiropractor of the Lions. My partner, Dr. Sal Kogan, and myself, and all the doctors of HealthQuest are the official chiropractors of the Detroit Lions. We go to the practice in Allen Park, and we help them, we adjust them, we take care of them. And this is all because they are super athletes, and they go into what you call concussion of forces. You know, when they practicing, when they running against each other and they collide, this is called concussion of forces. So their back is like almost a car accident. Their neck goes forward and backward. Their back goes back and forth. And lots of them have some serious issues with their back, with their spine. And they depend on us to really correct it, adjust it, restore the integrity back of their spine, and their neck, and their back. And they get great results. And I want to emphasize to the kids in the area that play football and play basketball or volleyball, you know, that really instead of depending on medication or covering their pain when they have pain, they really should seek chiropractic care. And my office is open to the athletes to come in. It's open for everybody to come in, but for the young kids, you know, when they are practicing and playing and they are into this concussion of force mode, that they should come in and get adjusted. They should be come with their parents and coming in and get their spine adjusted so that they don't have problems in the future.
And concussional, we're talking impacts, because a lot of people with sports think concussions is the concussion in the head that, you know, we hear a lot about. But you're talking about just the physical impacts
concussion
the impact
of
your foot hitting the ground as you're trying to shoot a basket, and all this type of stuff has strain and effects on your body.
Yes, yes. And I'm talking about concussion of forces on the spine, not necessarily on the brain itself. And it could be the brain, but the concussion is usually happens on the spine itself. Like I said, the spine will go forward and backward. It affects lots of the mechanics in the facets, in the disc, and in the vertebra itself. It shifts, it moves. When it shifts and moves, it pinches the nerve, and that causes pain, that causes symptoms.
And when you jump, you come down, that impact is, inertia is just forcing the, trying to get the vertebrae closer together,
right.
and the padding in between it has to absorb that, and
right.
And I wouldn't want to be that absorbing some of that stuff, because it's a lot of weight on some of the kids these days.
Yes. And that's exactly what happens when people fall from the tree stand, or when they're lifting up a deer, or when they're doing improper lifting or bending. It's all in the same body mechanics, you know. So if an athlete is doing a spike or making a basket, and his height, his weight, and coming down on the floor, that will be a concussion of forces on the spine itself. And that's what causes the body to be out of alignment, and that's what causes the brain and the spinal cord to be in a position whereby it's not sending the right impulses.
And can it, again, is it going to be something really sharp and something you're going to know, or can it just kind of affect your play?
It depends, Greg. Some people feel it right away. Some people feel it after. You know, most of the people in a car accident, initially they say, well, I didn't feel, you know, nothing is broken, so I didn't feel it. 3 days later, when the minute muscles are being torn and calcium is coming in, 3 days later, I start feeling pain, I start feeling stiff, start feeling headache, I start feeling back pain. You know, it doesn't happen immediately. It happens, you could feel the symptoms afterwards.
Because the body is doing what it can, but it isn't always, it's just doing a patchwork if you're not treating the problem. It's just trying to do the best it can with what it's left with.
The body always have an innate intelligence to help you the best it can under what it has.
And we go to doctors because they know what's best for us.
Well, the body is if the doctor knows that the body is a healing organism and the body heals itself properly, and all what he has to do is just move that interference and allow the body to heal. And you don't move the interference by taking medication. You move the interference by correcting the subluxation and restoring the integrity back of the structure of the spine.
I talked a little bit about snow shoveling. I see now they're trying to make shovels that are a little more, I guess, ergonomic.
Right.
You know, is that something you should look at? So you should test out to see if it's comfortable for you to use? Because I imagine it's just a straight stick. It has about the least ergonomics in it that you can get for snow shoveling.
Well, I've seen some of those, you know, snow shovels.
They've got a curve and a second handle on them, and all that.
Yeah, and I think it works. Yeah, it has better ergonomics, less stress in your spine, less stress in your hips, and less stress in your movement. So yeah, the better, the more ergonomics, the better it is, the less impact in your spine.
So these are things people can do to help themselves.
Always you should look for something that's ergonomically good and better for your spine, for your back.
Is there any way you know that this is, you know, because I don't know if the government allows just anything to be slapped ergonomic on it, but, you know, they could say it is and it really isn't. Is there a way to know? Does your chiropractic organization support
our organization does support the bedding industry. You know, what bed is good for your back. Mm-hmm. We support that. We support lots of the chairs and lots of the things that works with your posture. We study them and we support them if it is good for the patients.
So a little research up front may prevent problems down the road for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, appreciate it. Anything more you want to talk about while we've got you here and we're getting to pick your brain?
Well, you know, I'm really honored being in here with you, Greg, today. I love this community in here. I love this area of Bed Axe and the Huron County and the Tri-County itself. We had made a great success in our office. People come to us from all over the area, from Cairo, Sandusky, Port Hope, Harbor Beach. We are located here in the heart of Bed Axe, downtown Bed Axe, next to China King. Our office hours are open. We are open from morning, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And we see lots of patients that have issues with their spine, with their back. We see lots of athletes. And we see lots of people that have spinal disc herniation, or we use the decompression machine, that we are the only one in the area that have this DRX 9000. And the success rate has been unbelievable. You know, you could talk to the patients that tried it, tested it, and see 95% of them feel extremely better, much better. They go on with their life with less pain. They happier. They could do the stuff they want to do. They enjoy their life right now because they're in less pain, and the body is able to heal itself in a proper manner. We use technology that's been tested by NASA and approved by the FDA. And these are really good techniques that we use them in the people, instead of having to go through surgery and having to be under the surgeon's knife. It's better to go first, to use a conservative way. The most important is use the decompression on a disc if it is herniated or it is in bad shape. Then we could really deal with it and help with the stenosis, help with sciatic neuritis. This is called the spinal decompression. We also use massage in our office, that lots of people enjoy, you know, having a massage for stress relief of their muscles and so. And then I use personally the chiropractic adjustment. There is no substitute for a chiropractic adjustment. It's the most important. I adjust the subluxation, I correct it, and I allow the body to heal itself in a natural way. Thank you for having me today. I'm really been honored, and thanks for the listeners listening for me today.
I appreciate you coming out, and my back feels better already. Our guest today on the program has been Dr. Sammy Makhul. He is with HealthQuest in Bad Axe at number again 2697053.
That's the fax number.
Okay, the office number would be 269-7011.
So 989-269-7011.
Yep. And we appreciate you coming out and straightening us all out.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Take care. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.